So both the one who created it is singular, and that into which he formed it is also singular. And he did not say that we might all become part of the same body, but rather that we might all be one body. Because he always strives to use the most powerful expressions. And he was right to say, we all, including himself. Even I, the apostle, possess no more than you in this regard, he says. For you are the body just as much as I am, and I am just as much as you are, and we all share the same head and have undergone the same suffering. Consequently, we are also the same body. And why do I only mention the Jews, he states, when even the Gentiles, who were so far away from us, he has brought into the complete unity of one body? So after saying we all, he didn't stop there, but added, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slave or free. Now, if we were united and became one, even though we were initially far apart, we have no reason to be upset or depressed. Indeed, the difference is essentially irrelevant. For if he has granted the same blessings to Greeks and Jews, slaves and free people, how can it be that he divides them, now that he has provided a greater unity through his gifts?